Hey there, and welcome to Stay Gold, the podcast where we break down The Outsiders one detail at a time, and occasionally wonder if the movie read the same book we did. I'm Ella, and in today's episode is all about how the characters look in the book, versus what we actually got in the movie.
Okay, so let's start with Pony Boy. In the book, he says that he's got longish, almost red hair and green-gray eyes, although he wishes they were more gray because he hates most guys with green eyes. And I've always wondered why he said that. I've always assumed, like, maybe it was a Soch who had green eyes, maybe it was someone that bullied him that had green eyes, or maybe it's just, like, a weird kind of aura vibe he gets from green-eyed people. Anyway, that's the topic for later. But, in the movie, he kind of looks a little bit different. You know, I mean, they casted Thomas E. Howell, and first, I thought it was a great choice for the role. Like, he perfectly played Pony Boy. Yeah, there are certain parts that could use a little more work, but honestly, I thought it was amazing. But, okay, so, you know, Thomas E. Howell, he has, like, kind of, like, hazelish eyes. And I know Pony Boy in the book, his eyes are greenish. And, you know, I'm not hating or anything, but, like, you know, it's hard to find actors with that look exactly like the book. So, I mean, it's kind of interesting if you think about it for a while. And, you know, he kind of just has a side part. And it's brown. It's not light brown, almost red. And, you know, it's kind of, like, interesting how much you forget about those details when you see the movie and all of a sudden you just forget about the book description. So that way I have to really go back when I reread the book and be like, oh my gosh, I remember how he looked when I pictured him, which is kind of hard to do now. And, yeah, so I think the personality is still there, but the hair did not survive the adaptation.
Welcome back, and we're going to start next with Derry. So in the book, he's described as tall, muscular, and having ice blue eyes that apparently freeze people with one look. The movie version, I mean, he's still very intense, still built like a linebacker, but honestly, if I didn't know Derry was 20, I would have said that he was definitely a father and yelled at kids for stepping on his lawn. And I feel like they aged him a lot. I personally thought that Patrick Swayze was a good choice for, you know, Derry because he had that kind of maternal vibe to him, I guess, like, very, you know, stressed out. And in the book, it says that he didn't, I think in the book, it says that he didn't look like he was 20 because he was overworked and trying to support the family, especially since legally they're in his care and they can't do anything to get in trouble. Otherwise, they'll go to a boys' home. And I think that personally just puts a lot of stress on him. So I do agree that he could have looked a little bit younger. But then again, I thought it was, the movie description was pretty good, besides the eye color. Okay.
Okay, so now we have Soda Pop, and I feel like physically the description is pretty good, but I feel like the personality of him, it could have been better incorporated into the film, like in the book. They say that, oh yeah, he's always basically drunk on energy. He's very happy and upbeat, even though we all know that he's not. But spoiler alert. Anyway, so I feel like he was more of like just kind of like a chill dude in the film, when really in the book he was energetic, he was crazed, but he was healthy, not like crazed like Dally, for example. But, you know, he cared about Pony Boy, but he also was like crazy strict like Derry. And I feel like that makes him an interesting character, that he can maintain all that happiness when he's truly the most depressed out of all of the greasers. Dali. In the book, he's described by having light blonde hair, blue eyes, and an elfish face. And he kind of reads like, "Don't talk to me ever. I'm gonna mess with you if you do something to me." He's just that tough guy, but clearly, he's a softie on the inside. You just gotta get to know him, kind of like what Johnny said. So I feel like in the movie, they casted Matt Dillon, which honestly, his kind of vibe works well with the character, but it seemed a little bit too laid back. He wasn't really giving off like, "Oh, that reckless teen energy, like, I don't care if I go to jail or not." So I just thought that was kind of interesting. I mean, you still certainly got the point. He's troubled, he's been through a lot, and he only has that one little hope in his life, which is Johnny.
This audio was created with podcastle.ai.
In his life, which is Johnny. I also feel like the physical description is like, the biggest difference out of all of the characters. He has dark brown hair, dark brown eyes. He doesn't. He seems a little bit friendly, personally, now that I think about it. But, I mean, I think he played the character good. Johnny is described as a small, nervous boy that really looks younger than he is because Johnny is 16, but everybody thinks he's like 14, like Ponyboy's age. And he has jet black hair with big dark eyes, kind of like, I don't know, like a sad puppy, but human. And he's really young and worn out. And I feel like Ralph, the actor Ralph Macchio, I think it was a pretty good choice because I just felt like there was really no difference at all. And I feel like the movie version, it really portrays that, but he looked a little bit more put together than I probably would have thought he would have been, which is fine. I mean, it's a movie. Like, come on, guys. So I don't think they reflect too much on his trauma either. Like, they're more focused on the present Johnny than the past Johnny, which truly shows. I mean, it has an impact on his physical appearance. And then we've got Steve and 2Bit. Steve's got greasy hair and a sharp attitude. And 2Bit is the class clown who goes to school for the kicks and to have his classmates as an audience with huge sideburns and obviously the Mickey Mouse shirt. So in the movie, the shirt makes it, and the sideburns definitely make it. And Steve, it honestly kind of fades into the background if you're not paying attention. So what I mean by this is that in the book, yes, Steve, he was kind of a side character. He wasn't talked about much, but he does have an important kind of role on the plot, especially with his friendship of Soda Pop. And I think that, honestly, I think he should have had way more screen time in the movie. But the character descriptions, pretty good. Matching wise, pretty good. I love it. So you're probably thinking, why does this matter? Or maybe not. Honestly, you come from where I'm standing. Because honestly, in The Outsiders, the way people look says a lot about how they've been treated. And I think being a greaser isn't just how they act, it's about how they're seen. Because people see the greasers as no up to no good, causing trouble, the greasy hair. I mean, I feel like the greasy hair is kind of like part of their trademark, and they're proud of it. But I feel like they wish they weren't seen as these troublemakers who steal and kill people. And When the movie changes that, even slightly, it just kind of changes how we view the characters. And even if it's not the exact book description of how we saw them, it's just kind of like, whoa, that's really mind-blowing. And that's it for this episode of Stay Gold. Next time, we're asking the big questions like, how would they survive the year 2025 with Gen Z and all that stuff? Thanks for listening. And if you like this episode, leave a review or share it with someone who is still emotionally recovering from last chapter. Until next time, stay gold, but also stay accurate.
This audio was created with Podcastle.ai. This audio was created with podcastle.ai.